I'm no Luddite, though I might sign up if I knew a little more about Luddism. Do Luddites have a website? But it seems to me that Cyberworld is just like Hollywood, only there's no money in it unless you're in software development. As a matter of fact, even to suggest that you might want to earn a living in cyberspace is considered rude. Just keep upgrading, pal, and shut up. The Brave New World's a-comin', everything will be free, and it'll be great. I enjoy being put on hold by tech support for 2 hours as much as the next guy, but don't even the street names of Cyberworld make you a little suspicious? The net? Sounds like a trap, doesn't it? Who's the fish? Who's the fisher? I live in fear I'll be swimming along, trying to download X-Files trivia, and I'll get flamed by some crusty net vet who signs off with those sideways smiley faces. Now, it's the web. Even more sinister. I could be devoured by virtual spiders, but hey, don't pay any attention to me. I'm just a writer. A content provider. How many new platforms are text-based? Precious few. So I'm grateful for any opportunity to vent my spleen. After all, I've been sharing my pet peeves with folks for years. If my peeves are no longer tame, if in fact they've grown a bit feral in the millennium, that just makes it all the more important for me to make a buck. I have to buy leashes for the darn things, after all, give them their shots, pay off the neighbors when a peeve escapes and bites their kid. I guess I'm supposed to be proactive with my peeves, but I'm not too sure what that means. I hear counselors and talk shows use the word proactive all the time, usually uttered in reverent tones. I think be proactive means watch your back, everybody's trying to get you, but why don't they just say that? Maybe they don't want to start a panic. Ditto with the words empower and enable. Enable means to help people in a bad way, I think, and empower means to help them in a good way, but I'm really not sure. By avoiding personal contact with human beings, that's why we have email, for God's sake, I hope to make the whole question moot. If I just stay logged on, maybe some of my peeves will just go away. Hooters and childproof lighters, say, or scary little cartoon bears that sound like Bing Crosby. But then, what would I write about? Should I even worry about it? Well, not in this hive, so I'll drink my nice latte and shut up. We'll figure out how to pay for it later. I gotta go.